News Talk 1620, WTAW, or Tuesday Visit, Officer Kelly McKeith in the Bryan Police Department. Let's open up with a couple of reminders of videos that you have posted regarding trying to find some folks.
Yes, last week we posted a video of the Pepe's robbery. It occurred on the 23rd of January, so we're asking people to kind of look at that. See, one suspect does not have his face fully covered, so if you can look at that, look at any clothing, mannerisms, anything like that. See if you recognize them, give us a call, 209-5351 or Crime Stoppers at 775-TIPS. And the other one is a forgery case at the two Walmarts here in Bryan. Two subjects drove up in a black truck. The truck is described as a black truck. It had a bed cover, some silver running boards, and the sticker in the back window read www.driveallamerican.com. which returns out of Longview. So we believe maybe there's a Longview-Tyler connection in there, so if you know anybody in that area, please forward that video to them. If you recognize anyone, please call and contact Detective Miller, 209-5326, or again, you can call Crime Stoppers at 775-TIPS.
And those videos, among other places, can be seen on the City of Bryan Police Department Facebook page, and I bring that up just because I've been running through the Facebook page and also saw a shout-out that you gave to a member of the Aggie Bombers Special Olympics team that I know law enforcement in particular is close to Special Olympics activities and want to give a shout-out to Marilyn Zapalak.
Yes, Marilyn Zapalak, for those who don't know her, she works at the McDonald's on University, and she is also a member of the Aggie Bombers, one of our Special Olympians. And last week on Wednesday, she received the West Division Crew Employee of the Year Award, which is given to only one person out of like 16,000 employees. So she got a huge reception. It was so funny because tons of firemen, tons of police were there to wish her well, and she did not know what was going on. She thought it was some other event. And then Ronald McDonald and all the other characters showed up, and her parents showed up, and she finally started putting things together, like, maybe this is for her. And then when they presented her with the award, she was just elated. So we want to congratulate Marilyn Zapalak for her Employee of the Year Award.
Visiting with Officer Kelly McKeith in the Bryan Police Department, I know you and Chelsea last week talked about the retirement of your canine officer, Falco. I was interested in what the process will be to replace him.
Right. Now, you know, we have two canines. Falco has retired, and his handler, Officer Hawk, has gone to patrol. And then, so we still have a dog in service. And then what we will do is we will select two new dogs and two new handlers to start training and bring them up to speed so that they can hit the streets hopefully next year. And then once those dogs are capable, then Khan, our other canine, will retire.
Something that's coming up nobody knows anything about, of course, is the Super Bowl this weekend, and you have some reminders regarding partying responsibly.
Yes, we just want to remind everybody that even though we know Sunday is a time to celebrate, a lot of people bring out alcohol during the Super Bowl parties, which we don't want you to not have a good time, but we want you to have a good time responsibly. So make sure that you have, if you're planning to drink, have a designated driver, have a safe way home. And if you are hosting a party, make sure that all of your participants have a safe way home, because if they are involved in an accident after they've had too much to drink, you could be held liable. So make sure, you know, everybody is safe this Super Bowl Sunday.
And then finishing up with our locations of increased traffic enforcement.
Yes, slow down all over town, but especially in the 2300 block of Woodville, which is 30 miles per hour, no Malvern, and the 2000 block of North Earl Rudder Freeway, which is 75 miles per hour. They will be doing, it's right near Tabor, they're going to be doing speed enforcement as well as the move over law enforcement. So make sure you're slowing down and moving over for those law enforcement officers.
And that's our update. Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.